bloody hell is this?
Boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
Yeah, myth or legend. Now, this goes back to a famous one that our man here, Wayne Kerr, is involved with, Pagan's Paddock, of course. And we're just talking about Richmond and their sort of evolving thing where the Smalls all of a sudden got going. We all agree that that wasn't necessarily a tactic. It was something that just evolved. It led me to think, Pagan's Paddock, did that just evolve? Or was it planned? Did Duck get into a team meeting there at North Melbourne one day and say, hey, listen, boys... Everyone forward of me, push up, and I will handle everything going over my head. Push up, Craig Scholl, you're not required here. Corey McKernan, you move up the
fridge. Mark Roberts, go to the wing.
Get out of there, fridge.
In fact, look for a position in the back line, you lot, as Duck just pushed and pushed and pushed everyone up. Or was it Dennis Pagan sitting in a
John
room?
John Longmire, get out of here.
There one night saying, now, what we're going to do is, Duck, I just want you to know that we're tactically on top of this and you're going to move up the ground. I'm going to kick it over your head and we're going to go back to goal. And that's how this is going to work.
Well, the other myth about this, BT, and we've got two of the guys.
No, we've got one of them, Craig Scholl.
One of the guys
who was Scholly, good afternoon. Welcome to you.
How are we, gents?
Very well, thank you. We've got you on, and Duck, continue.
Well, what? I don't know what your memory of Pagan's Paddock, but my memory of it was the fact that, you know, we had a traditional setup originally, BT.
Like, so you were two forwards?
Absolutely. You had John Longmire.
Yep.
You had, obviously, myself at centre-half forward. You had Corey McKernan that could play deeper on the flank. Scholly was a half-back flanker, winger, but then eventually came down forward. In the forward line.
Yep.
And that's why I sort of used to just tell him, just move out there a little bit, Scholly. But my memory of it, Scholly, is that this was because we had that traditional setup, then we also... How it evolved, I guess. I'm saying it evolved. It certainly wasn't
wasn't planned.
Direction. That's my belief, but I want to ask Scholly. But we had guys like Winston Abraham, Brett Allison, and these guys who were just super, super quick. And Scholly was pretty quick as well. Darren Crocker was the other one that was in that forward line at times. So what's your memory of it, Scholly?
It's funny, Duck, because it did just evolve, but... Mate, let's not beat around the bush. It was all around you. What you'd like to realise is we trained for this thing, and all we did at training was get out of Duck's way.
So, sorry.
We had team rules at North, BT. We had team rules at North. The rest of us, it was on tackles, smothers. On the forwards, it was about leads. If you had enough leads for the day, you got, Dennis would give you a rap.
Right.
And that was just to get out of Duck's way.
You're referring to decoy leads there, Charlie.
This hasn't turned out the way I planned, Charlie, this conversation.
Don't worry. This is one day, and look, it's not talking about me, but I was lucky enough to get picked in a stateside there one time. And anyway, after it, we knew whenever
sounds
you
sounds like you're talking to, about you, Charlie.
Comes back to Duck, BT. So it comes back to and after it, when you come back from playing state footy, Dennis was going to give you a fair old pay. Well, my pay was, listen, son, since you've come back, you haven't led enough. You've just been, your leading has dropped right down. And all that was to get out of Duck's way.
So you can't ever remember. We're seeing Richmond sort of plan just evolve now with these small guys. You can't ever remember a point in time where Pagan sat you down and said, this is what we're going to do from now on. You think... along with Duck, that it just sort of happened naturally? It was organic?
No, I don't think it really did. And I honestly believe that. We did train, backs against forwards a lot, but it just happened where we probably move around a lot. We'd, swivel around the forward line a lot and swap positions, and Duck would just stay in the middle of it all.
Scholly, did you crack it basically by the time you got to the last game of your very grand career, 2000 season, preliminary final, North got smashed by Melbourne, and you went out on a real high. You kicked a career high 6 or 7 goals.
Seven
goals. Was that just basically saying, I've had enough of dealing with this Pagan's Paddock for my whole life, and I'm going to farewell the game my way?
Mate, it's funny because, don't worry, everyone says that, 6 of them were Jonah Gooses. But look, it was a great time to be down there because we had a lot of fun with this Pagan's Paddock as well, during the week. And, don't worry, I think Dennis loved it as well in the end. He was all over it.
Well, Charlie, the thing about Pagan's Paddock, BT, Dennis and I, no one really had the courage to have a go at Dennis or anything like that.
Well, he was a pretty fearful
character. Well, absolutely, and I was one of those. We're all scared of him. But I remember a lot of times when, you know, the Pagans paddock did work at times, and Brett Allison and Abraham and Sholly and all those guys, we all benefited at different times depending on, you know, where we were set up at the time. But then Pago just thought, this is going to work more, you know, we'll try to use this more. So all of a sudden the message would come out, Sholly, and he'd say, everyone outside 50. You remember those messages from the runner?
Yeah. What you got to remember too, Duck, like, you know, you had Corey McKernan, Longos, Fridge. There's a few blokes that could play a bit, and they were even told to get out. So,
interesting one. Everyone outside, and then I'd look around and I'd realise there were two defenders behind me. There was a defender in front of me. There's a defender there. And I'm thinking, this isn't going to work.
For you, anyway.
So because opposition teams realised as soon as everyone was outside 50, they'd just say, okay, well, we'll just hit a couple of players inside 50.
And Dennis still wanted to go.
So I would go back and stand on the two loose. So I'd have my...
Selfless,
that's what I was trying to be, Brady. I'd stand there. I'd have the two so I could engage the three opponents.
Oh. And still beat him anyway, Doug.
And then the runner would come out and say, what did Dennis is telling you to get, and I'd say, you go back and you tell Mr. Curley that if he wants to come and play centre half forward, by all means come out here. But if I don't stand there, these blokes up here, because we were that well drilled, we were that robotic, that ball was just going to be kicked long and it would have gone over our head straight down
Sholly,
the throat.
Do you remember where the name come from? Was that something driven by the media, or was it driven by you guys? Or
media.
I think it was driven by the media. It just seemed to come from them a lot because it was just, get out of Wayne's Road, really.
Was it Jared Healy possibly?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I think it was Jared Healy who defined that phrase.
And by the way, Sholly, appreciate your time today. Just before you go, we do another little segment here called Whatever Happened To. Now, whatever happened to Craig Shaw? Where do you live in one of the most beautiful spots in the
world.
Country at the moment?
Give the business a plug.
Yeah. Come on, where are you?
Mate, we've got a caravan park up in Bright at the moment. We've stumbled across Bright because I'm from the Mallee, so we chance come up to buy a caravan park here, and we did. And it's an absolute just a beautiful place. We used to go the other way a bit back to Horsham and Mildura, where we got through a couple of mates of mine. I ended up getting the chance to get into this thing, and it's really been grouse. And yeah, we all head up the snow tomorrow. We've never snow skied before in our life. We do a fair bit of snow skiing now. Right. And in summer, it's a beautiful place.
It would have to be one of the most beautiful little towns in Australia.
My favourite place of Australia.
Well, what's the caravan park called, Charlie?
Bright Pine Valley, mate. You know
it. I know it. It's the most...
Another sportsman's night.
The most picturesque place I've been to, I reckon. It is absolutely beautiful.
Duck went up there and strolled into the caravan park and he said, it's a Sholly, I'll have your best permanent caravan. So Sholly's just put him into a little knapsack and fold down arrangement $80 later.
you wouldn't get away with that, BT. You know that.
Yeah, good on you, Sholly, thanks for sorting out that myth for us on Mythbusters. Enjoy your time up the snow.